Good morning. This is the second day of Advent. Last Sunday was the Advent Sunday of hope. This Sunday, we're celebrating the Advent Sunday of peace. The Advent season is the four Sundays leading up to Christmas. And different traditions name the candles in different order, but the one that I'm going with is hope, peace, joy, love. And then at the Christmas day, a candle that is in the center of the wreath with the four candles surrounding it is called the Christ candle. There are also different traditions that use different scriptures for each of the Sundays. The ones that I'm going to use today are the scriptures that center around Mary and her cousin Elizabeth and the news that they were each going to have a child. Elizabeth got the news first because her husband was a priest and he was told by an angel that they were going to have a child and that this child was going to be chosen by God to herald in the news of the Messiah. And he would be the one that would prepare the way for the Messiah, and his name would be John. And Zechariah did not believe the angel at first because his wife, Elizabeth, was barren at the time. They had always wanted children and could not have children, and then she became too old to have children. And so he questioned the angel. He was in the temple when this vision happened, and the angel then told him he wouldn't be able to talk until the time of the child being born. And so when he came out of the temple, everyone assumed he'd seen an angel because he couldn't talk. He just used sign language. And eventually, when the child was born, he confirmed, after Elizabeth said that his name would be John, and the people around couldn't believe that she would name him John because there was no relative that they had named John. And Zechariah confirmed, yes, his name is John. And then he was able to talk again. but this Sunday actually celebrates, using these scriptures, the peace that Mary and her cousin Elizabeth have in their unique relationship as cousins, and the word of God that had come to them both about the purpose and mission of each of their sons. I would have assumed that this would have been using these scriptures also a Sunday on joy, because there's a theme of joy going on. But I can see that there is a relationship between hope and peace and joy. And it's hard to have joy if you don't have peace. And so we have hope because of the Word of God. We have peace because of confirmation that God's going to fulfill His Word. And the fullness of joy is what will come later in the next part of the heralding in of the Messiah. So yes, there's going to be hope, peace, joy, and love present in each of the scriptures for each Sunday. That's the beauty of Advent. That's the beauty of having Christ in our life, is we never celebrate things apart from the fullness of God. Everything in the Lord is connected to a fullness of His presence. And so when we focus in on one aspect of things, we need to always keep in mind that our human abilities are whelmed or overwhelmed. Look it up, both words mean the same thing. But they're overshadowed, just like Mary was overshadowed by the presence of God. They're overshadowed by the living God. And God is very real. And we do live and move and have our being, as it says in the book of Acts, in God. And it is as if we were like a fish swimming in water. We're in the presence of God, each one of us, whether we know it or not. And so when we experience God and have a sense of a personal experience with God, and those are very real, God does speak to us today, we experience maybe an aspect of things more than others at the time as we meditate on what's happening to us. But that does not negate the fullness of God's presence, because God's presence is overshadowing us. I feel like I'm talking about something very abstract. Let's go to the scripture, and we'll just pretty much just focus on the story. And then hopefully on Sunday morning, because I'm pre-recording this message, we'll have a conversation about what it's like to experience God in our Christian faith as we live day by day. And the joy and the love, the two Sundays I haven't talked about yet, and the hope, and then the peace that we're going to focus in on, in knowing that God will fulfill His word and does fulfill His word. And we have a special relationship in our relationships with each other because of our hope we have in God and because of the peace that we have in God. So let's start by reading Luke chapter 1. And I'm going to start with the story of Mary and then just read a couple verses about Elizabeth. But we know that chronologically, the angels of the Lord spoke first to Elizabeth because her son was born first. All right. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. This is Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. And I'm going to read sections of verses, so I will be going through verse 38, and then we'll read some other verses as well. So in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God, the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For nothing shall be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. We usually only read these passages during the Advent season, but we should really read them more often. Isn't this a beautiful story? It's a story of a young woman and her faith in God and experiencing a rhema word. I've talked about how in the Greek there are two words for the word of God. One is logos, which is the promise or word. And I would liken that to a prophecy. Just, you know, we have a word from God that this will happen. But the rhema is when it's made personal to us. Also, that means the word, but it's when it's made personal to us. I haven't gone back and looked at the Greek when it's the word is used, but that would be an interesting study to me to see the nuance in the Greek. But just from my own way of looking at things, she got a what I would call rhema word from God in her personal relationship with God. As God tells her, "Hey, you're going to have the Messiah as your son." And she was wondering, well, how could this be? It says in verse 34, "How will this be since I'm a virgin?" And the bottom line is the angel says, all things are possible with God. Don't you love her faith? Don't you love her belief? Different than Zechariah, who couldn't believe it could be true that his wife would become pregnant. And then all of a sudden he couldn't talk. But Mary believed. And Elizabeth and Zechariah were viewed by God to be righteous. It says back in chapter 1, verse 6, about Zechariah and Elizabeth, it says they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. You know, sometimes we think that if we follow God and do everything right, that that will preclude us from suffering. That will take us out of being in that place where we don't get everything we want. But that's not true. We need to quit looking at our relationship with God based on whether God blesses us or not. We live in a fallen world, and there is suffering in this world. And the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. And there's some things that happen to good people, and it's not their fault. It's not your fault. And I think we need to be careful in viewing our circumstances as a reflection of how God feels about us. That's just simply not true. And not only that, but there are things that you're praying for, things that I'm praying for, And God's still in the process of bringing everything together to give those things to us at the right time in the right place. And so when the angel first spoke to Zechariah, he said, "The Lord has answered your prayer." Zechariah's probably like, "Oh, I prayed really hard. We wanted a child, but now she's barren." So when he said, the angel said to him, "The Lord has answered your prayer," he's trying to remember which prayer would that have been, because I've kind of given up recently, and my wife can't have children anymore. And the angel said, "No, this is God's word to you. The Lord has answered your prayer." You know, think about your life sometimes. You may have been praying for something, and now you're not anymore because you gave up. But God is still answering some of those prayers. Open your eyes. Notice that God has been answering prayers that you forgot because you gave up. And prepare yourself for God moving in your life because of his supernatural answer of your prayers. Isn't that awesome? God is alive. God is real, and he's not going to abandon us to just have to get through life our own way. But God is not a genie. God does not answer our prayers based on our hopes, but based on God being our hope, if that makes sense. And I just want to highlight that this is the day that the Lord has made. This is a scripture we quote often. And then as a congregation, we say the second part of the scripture, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for all of the aspects of God that we experience together. Thank God for hope and peace. And next Sunday, we'll celebrate joy. God bless.